Excellent. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jaime with UT, and I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting for February 20th, 2024. The time is 1:30 p.m. Let's go ahead and start with a roll call. You know, Sarah's out sick, so Frank or Carlos, would you lead us through?
Yeah, this is Frank Ammons with Gatton. Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Alston.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, ACC.
Oops, present.
Steve Paul, DIR.
Present.
Justin Slocum, AISD.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Mo Kenzie, Travis County.
Present.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Present.
Chris Gonzalez, Dracom.
Present.
And Doug Wilson, JC Communications.
Present.
Carlos DeMatos, Gatton. Carlos?
Present. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, very good. We have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Agenda item number two, is there any citizen communication today?
No, sir.
No, sir.
All right. Moving on, agenda item number three. Let's take a few minutes to review the minutes from our January Tech Committee meeting, which is in your packet or on the screen.
This is Gary Wiesman with ACC. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
It's Harold, I second.
All right, we have a motion by Gary and a second by Harold to approve the minutes. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Frank, let's have a vote, please.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Aye.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Aye.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Alston. Anthony, you're muted.
One more time, Anthony. You got a delay.
Yeah, his computer sounded so good, too.
We could hear your laugh. We count that as an I.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's see thumbs up.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Anthony. Gary Wiesman, City, I'm sorry, Alston Community College, ACC.
Aye.
Steve Paul, State of Texas, DIR.
Aye.
Justin Slocum, AISD.
Aye.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Aye.
That's approved.
All right, thank you, everyone. Agenda item number four is our maintenance contractors report. Chris, what do you got today?
Okay. Since our last meeting, we've completed the inspections of B1N and B1S with 27 corrected deficiencies between the two rings. The only noticeable uptick was a lot of pull transfers on B1S. Seems like AE had gone along Woodward close to South Congress and changed out a lot of polls. We had 11 of them completed, and there's probably about another 10 to 15 that are pending, but you may see on the next cycle. But other than that, nothing else of the ordinary to report on the maintenance. Let me know if you have any questions.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Let's take a look at some inventory.
Since our last meeting, there's been no changes in inventory.
All right. Any questions for Chris? Hearing none, let's move on to agenda item number 5, which are network managers report. 5A is the project status report.
Okay, this is Frank Ammons for the project status report. I've just got a few things to speak to in regards, which are, get to the report here. Just as a reminder for the members that aren't aware, or notification for the members that aren't aware, and a reminder for those that are, Travis County is we're underneath the moratorium due to Travis County elections. You'll see on your spreadsheet, on the handout spreadsheet, Super Ring South Upgrade Project Segment 4, with a date of today to be spliced. That should have been deleted last Friday when we were finalizing the handouts. So please disregard that date that's in there in red. We'll get that rescheduled. And if you'll just follow down with me, there's nothing else to report on active projects right now. Everything's running along smoothly. No, we're not having any hiccups or anything like that. For completed projects, nothing to update since the last tech meeting. Developer-driven future projects, we do have that relocation on Springdale that we are looking to get scheduled. It's a permanent repair replacement. We're just working through the process to do that. And then we have one project that completed was the UT Pickle Research Facility on, I believe it was February 5th. Yes, February 5th. That completed as well. So that will be in red for the last 30 days. Entity-specific future projects, I don't have anything to update on at this time. All right. Is there any questions in regards to that report? Okay, hearing none. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me get to this handout here. I don't know why I'm getting such a delay today. There's not anything to report as far as the network's incident report. This is all up to date and what you've seen previously. Are there any questions in regards to it? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to move on to the job budget tracking report. So for the job budget, we're tracking 551 jobs totaling 3.3 million. So far in FY24, 18 jobs have been completed and $512K has been invoiced. 2.8 remains encumbered for 33 pending jobs. Also for FY24, $162K has been recovered for damage claims so far and project reimbursements. With addition of the remaining costs for the backup knock for transport ring decommissions, which were approved at last month's board meeting, the fund balance bottom line is currently sitting at $803K. Okay. So is there any questions in regards to the job budget report? Okay. Here none, I'm going to move on to 5D, which is just a reminder for everyone in regards to the Gatton cost avoidance report. It's an important item because it takes your involvement. It requires entity involvement. So it's just a friendly reminder to the members that Sarah sent out the individual entity cost avoidance spreadsheets on February 6th. And she requested at that time that entities complete and respond by next Tuesday, being February 27th. So far, we've received two responses, and if you need me to call out who has responded, I'll be glad to, but I'm sure you know if you're a responder. So we've received 2 out of 7. If you don't have, you don't have to name, just, you don't, let me think about this. Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm reading through my notes here and I scratched out something. So far, we've only received 2 responses. If you want me to attempt me to call those out, I'll be glad to. Management will then complete and summarize. Once we receive all the responses, we'll complete and summarize this for a presentation at the board meeting in March. We just wanted to make sure we thank you for your participation in this valuable exercise for Gatton. As I'm sure you know, if any of the newer members have any questions about this, I'll be glad to field the answer those questions here and now. But as most of you are aware of, this cost avoidance report is a very important document for Gatton and in particular for Gatton entities. Are there any questions?
Not a question. This is Jaime, but a comment I would make that in order to get like as close to an apples to apples comparison, if you have a site that's ring connected, you probably, let's say it's ring connected 10 gig each side, you probably need to put quantity to 10 gig circuits for that site. That's one of the benefits we get from using Gatton compared to commercial providers, is that a lot of our sites can have geodiverse services to provide them with connectivity.
Oh, that's a good point, Jaime. Very good point.
All right. If there's no questions on that, we can move on to agenda item number 6, the committee chairperson's update. 6A is Austin ISD 2022 bond projects. Don't know if Justin or network management have anything to update us on here.
I don't have anything to update currently on it. Justin, does ASD have anything to provide?
I don't have any updates at this time.
Okay. So this is a standing agenda item until we work to resolution for these sites per the request of AISD. So it'll be spoken to at next meeting.
All right. Agenda item 6B, backup NOC decommissioning.
Frank, okay, so what's the latest? So this project is going well, as discussed in the last, in this most recent board meeting. For those that weren't in attendance, there is some talk about the actual decommissioning. We actually got approval, getting the board members just approved the ring connectivity it takes outside of the Austin Convention Center, so that we may bring our rings whole in the event that whether or not the decommission takes, you know, they start demolishing the convention center, so the Gatton rings aren't left open and we're not our network is not at risk of that. And also what was trickled off from that and those discussions is a meeting that's going to be coming up soon between the Gatton technical chair, Jaime, Gatton board chairperson, Dane, and the city of Austin executive team, along with the Gatton board members from the city of Austin and who they deem necessary to be in those meetings, potentially convention center staff and directors. So what the point of that is going to be is to further discuss the decommissioning, what is available to Gatton in regards to the ILA that formed Gatton being able to go inside the Austin Convention Center in the first place and build a backup NOC facility. Just as a reminder, that's one that we completely build, activated, funded and activated in April 2022, I believe it was, or February 2022. And has since been told that it is going to be demolished, which was in April of 2023. So there's a lot of discussion in regards to that and into the next item, 6C. Is there any questions about the backup NOC decommissioning? Okay. Hearing none, I will just add that the tech committee will hear more from the meetings that come out of the chairs that are meeting with the city of Austin. So we'll keep the technical subcommittee updated going forward. and here now I'll move on to 6C. It's the backup NOC relocation and subcommittee update. Jaime, I'm going to let you speak to any of that if you would like to do so from the meeting last week. But I will preface it by giving everyone some new information, being that we have met. I say we as myself and Carlos met with the City of Austin Historic Preservation Office, and there's a submittal that they requested that's due to go to their board commission meeting, which is on April 8th, first week of April. The application for what we're trying to construct on the property itself has to be completed and turned in on by March 8th for this request to make it onto their agenda. They did say they don't see any hiccups with the approval of this and anticipate it being approved, because we're not actually constructing within the building or on the outside of the building or to the building in any way. We're not changing anything. The only thing that's a little tricky about it is there's three deeds for that one lot. So they're going to have to work through that. And it's making it a little tricky for I'm the person submitting it. Carlos got it started for me last week. I'm going to do an interview right now. I'm going to do the final submittal. And I may bring on the City of Austin board member to oversee that with me or take a look at it, or possibly Dane or Jaime if need be. And then the only thing that's a little tricky on how I'm filling out this application is that there's three deeds for that one lot. So it makes it a little different variables that are in there when you're filling out the application. So that's where we're at with it. Everything else that every other hurdle that we've discussed, including the HOA, the City of Austin Real Estate, City of Austin Special Projects, et cetera, have all cleared. They're no longer a hurdle for us. This is the last one. We've got the green light from the fire station. The last green light we need is the City of Austin Historic Preservation Office. And I anticipate getting that in April. So I wish it was sooner, but we are following the guidelines the City of Austin is laying down, and we'll get it done. Are there any questions in regards to that? And Jaime, do you have anything to add from the subcommittee update?
Well, I guess, Frank, based on what you're saying, once that historic commission gives us the thumbs up, then next step would be ILA with Sid and City of Austin Legal and City Council.
Yes. So what I've requested is for Chief Talia with fire to go ahead and give me the green light as soon as he's capable. I don't know. Frankly, I don't know where right now whether he's waiting on his historic preservation approval. I'm thinking he is, because he hasn't given me the green light to engage Sid. So what I would like are for the board to engage Sid. It's the board direct Sid to engage the City of Austin attorney. But as soon as we get to that point, to answer your question, that's all we're waiting on is for fire or the authority have jurisdiction here, which happens to be the City of Austin, to say, you may proceed. And as soon as that takes place, then call Sid and say, hey, you know, you reach out to Clark or shoot him an email, copying Dane, you and Jaime, and then he can proceed. What I would like to take place is for him to be doing it right now. And I've made mention of that to Steve, and I've got to follow back up to Steve. I think he's going to see if that makes sense. And Chief Talia, I will tell you this, extended anything that I need just to let him know. So I got that, I think, Friday of last week, I got that extension to me. So my thought was, to ask him that. Can we please get the green light to have our legal begin? And I plan on, if the technical subcommittee doesn't have any objections, and I know there's board members present, even though it's near not a board function, if the subcommittee doesn't object, I'll reach out to the Chief Talia today to request that.
I think that'd be appropriate. That way we can work some of these items that could be long lead time items in parallel with each other.
Yeah, I was just going to shoot you and Dane an email here in a little bit about it, but since you asked me, I'll just get it here. Dane, you don't have any problems with that?
For me.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
The only other thing we discussed at the subcommittee is we are getting a property survey completed, just so we can be aware of, you know, anything that might be buried in the ground that might impact placement of the shelter. So that'll help inform final shelter placement in overall dimensions.
Excellent. Yep, it's good. Good stuff.
Any questions on these, the Fire Station 4 backup knock? All right. Moving on. Agenda item number 7. We don't have anything for executive session today. And we don't, therefore, we don't have a need to update the roll call. So this could be a record meeting, but
I think it
agenda, is. Agenda item number 9 is confirmed date, time, and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as March 19th, 2024, 1:30 p.m. at the City of Austin Permitting Development Office or via Microsoft Teams video conference. The time is 1:50 p.m., and I'd like to call this meeting adjourned. Thank you all for your time and participation. Have a great day.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thanks all.
Thank you.